No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on the second day of December 2020. I'm David Brown. The UK has become the first country to approve Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. This, mind you, is the same vaccine that Texas Governor Greg Abbott said over the weekend was just days away from being distributed in the Lone Star State. The New York Times reports this morning that Britain has beat both the U.S. and the EU to emergency authorization, becoming the first Western nation to greenlight a COVID vaccine for mass distribution to fight a disease that has killed 1.4 million people worldwide and is blamed for the deaths of more than 21,000 Texans, according to the most recent statewide numbers. The Texas Tribune reports today that, quote, coronavirus is ablaze in West Texas as tourists flock to Big Bend and Marfa, and local hospitals are running out of options. Presidio, Brewster, and Culberson County lead the state in cases per 1,000 residents. As new case numbers soar statewide, the White House appears to be calling on Texas officials to do more to stem the spread. So reports Madeline Meckelberg for the Austin American-Statesman. Madeline, welcome back to The Standard.
Hi, David. Thanks for having me.
Why is the White House calling on Texas to intensify its response to the coronavirus, and what are they suggesting?
So this came from a report from the White House Coronavirus Task Force. And they said, given the fact that Texas has seen an increase in new cases, stability in test positivity at a high level, and what they called an ever-rising, unsustainable increase in hospitalizations, they said the state needs to take steps right now to intensify mitigation efforts because we're experiencing a full resurgence of COVID-19.
Of course, the White House has not exactly been the gold standard when it comes to reliable information on this pandemic. I think most of our listeners have heard the stories. Why is it that this report is getting so much attention, do you think?
I think it's almost exactly what you said. The state has been setting record numbers for new daily coronavirus infections constantly since mid-November. We're clearly experiencing a surge, and I think for the most part, Texas has been in line with the White House as far as what kinds of mitigation efforts they've put in place. And so I think the fact that the White House is stepping out and saying, no, they have to intensify what they're doing there, and we're not seeing our officials clamor to respond to that, I think that's what makes this noteworthy.
Let's talk about the situation on the ground. It's my understanding that hospitalization rates, ICU units, have crossed a certain 15% threshold. This is the number of COVID cases that hospitals are dealing with, certainly in North Texas and in other parts of Texas, too. We know that we've seen huge increases in case numbers in Lubbock, in Amarillo, in El Paso, which has been widely reported. What is the governor's reaction been thus far? I mean, is he willing to return to some form of a rollback in the number of businesses that will remain open, or are we hearing anything like that from the governor's office?
So at this point, no, we're not. Abbott has said he's not going to consider anything like another shutdown, and he's not considering any additional restrictions right now. One thing that he's said consistently is that he thinks local officials need to do a better job of enforcing the regulations and restrictions that are in place right now. And you mentioned that 15% threshold. That's something that his office commented to me when they spoke about this report. They said it didn't get into at all the plan that Texas has for when those hospital regions pass that 15% threshold for more than 7 consecutive days. At that point, there are additional restrictions that go into place. There's reduced capacity at restaurants. Any bars that were allowed to open have to close. So what Abbott's saying is that local officials need to do a better job of enforcing the restrictions that we have in place right now. And that's what's going to help stop this surge.
But it seems like leaders, both at the local level and at the state level, are sort of pointing fingers in opposite directions, because it's my understanding local leaders, at least in some of the state's hardest hit cities, are asking the state to scale back those reopening guidelines, right? I mean, each side is, if we're looking at sides here, sort of pointing to the other.
That's exactly right. We've seen different local officials have handled this differently and think that they know the right response for their citizens and how to stop the spread in their areas. We've seen Austin has adopted some of the more strict regulations and adopted to enforce some of the stricter regulations coming from the state. But we've seen in other areas like Midland, which is one of the areas that's seen hospitalizations exceed that 15% threshold, They voted just the other week to not enforce the statewide mask mandate that Abbott put into place, whereas Odessa just recently opted to enforce that regulation. So there's different things happening, but then other areas are saying the state isn't giving us enough leeway to adopt more regulations. And then others are saying they're asking too much of us and they need to just let us handle this how we want to handle it.
Any indication that Governor Abbott is going to acknowledge this White House recommendation? What has he had to say about it, if anything?
I've spoken with a spokeswoman for his office. He has not said anything publicly, as far as I'm aware. And she said exactly what I told you, that the report did not mention the restrictions that they do have in place relating to hospitalizations. And she told the Houston Chronicle that Abbott is relying on hospitalization data that doctors are using, and he's constantly looking at the numbers and reevaluating things. That's what we've heard from his office so far.
Madeline Meckelberg is covering this story, a State House and environmental reporter for the Austin American-Statesman. Madeline, thanks so much for joining us again on The Standard.
Thanks for having me.